Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by... Well, actually, I want to start doing something new. We've got the standard members feed, and that's working kind of good. But I actually want to kind of lay it out for you guys. So if you go to otrwesterns.com/donate, again, otrwesterns.com/donate, you'll redirect you to what's called Patreon. It's a fairly new site, but they're doing a lot of wonders for artists similar to myself who's creating shows or music or whatever. Mine is for podcasts. There are a couple things that I want to actually get into. The first milestone, which is $5,000 a month, and the way Patreon works, let me get into that real quick, is you donate as much as you want. Right now, it's a dollar a month is the base that I have it set for, which, with me doing about 9 shows a month, gives it to be about 3 cents a show. So it's not actually that much money. So a dollar a month, and you can set the max that you want to donate or as little as you want to donate every month. So the main thing with the way Patreon works is I set goals. It kind of lets you know, when we hit these milestones, this is what's going to happen. It makes it accountable for me. It makes it accountable for you guys. So let me just run through what the different milestones are. If we hit $5,000 a month, I'm bringing in roughly $5,000. Patreon's a little weird, but roughly $5,000 a month. I will remove all intros, except for the one about Patreon, but I may just throw that at the end if it's possible. So we'll remove all ads. So in the beginning, it won't fluctuate from Dollar Shave Tree to Amazon to whatever. We will remove all that, which is a lot what the members get. The members don't get this intro. They won't even hear this, members. If we hit $10,000 a month, the shadow, I will actually be releasing the shadow. So I end up doing a 10th show on a weekly basis. And it would be mainly for those who are Patreons, but my eventual goal is that we'll have it out there for everybody. The Green Hornet is at $15,000 a month. Now you're thinking, wow, oh my God, $15,000. The server is expensive, and this costs me money. I'm not making money on this. Currently, it's actually extremely hard for me to some months pay for it. I mean, you guys do help, and the one-time donations help, you know, pay for a better server and stuff, but that costs monthly, and that's the big thing. And I don't want to be bugging you guys about money. To me, that's not what it's about. I give these shows out for free, because I'm not a big stickler on it. But in the same sense, it doesn't pay the bills. And I can't make money on it. And if I can't make money and not have to worry about things like paying for the server or paying for the website or trying to do more better stuff, I can't continue doing it. It's really hard. I can't take the radio shows to the store and pay for, you know, food or gas or anything like that. So just trying to be straight up honest with you guys. At $25,000, I will be doing a YouTube series where I will be a show. I haven't decided which one. I kind of got an idea, but I'll be animating a show. I'm going to take the old-time radio work that we have now with either the Lone Ranger or Challenge of the Yukon or who knows, getting it animated to fit the style and genre, but in animated form and putting it out there for on YouTube. And who knows, maybe DVD, and it would be great to see it, you know, maybe even make it prime time or something. So that's what's going to happen at $25,000 a month. It sounds crazy, but that's only, you know, a couple hundred bucks, you know, it's only what, if we had, you know, 5,000, 25,000 people, donating, you can see how that's like, you know, a dollar a month. From 25,000 people, I have 50,000 uniques right now. There's about 1,500 of you guys who listen on a regular basis. So, you know, if we grow and we get bigger, that's what this is for. At $50,000 a month, now you say, oh my God, that's a lot. It's not actually that much money, but this is the way Patreon works. I'll be creating an app. So actually, I know I've been promising this before, but it costs so much money to run the application. I've looked into it and it's hard. I can't do it, even with a little bit that I get from you guys. Those of you who have, you know, donated in the past, you know, originally I thought, hey, it's only cost me $100. I mean, it's not going to happen. It takes a lot of money to run these apps on a regular basis. So what I'd end up doing is I'd end up getting an iPhone created. Whether I have to go to a company and have them do it for me, that's what I would end up using that money for. It won't cost anybody anything, and I won't have advertisements inside the ads or inside the app. So it will be free for everyone. And my biggest thing is getting it free. So my big thing on this is, how much do you think each show is worth? And that's what you have to look at. Figure on 36 episodes a month. How much do you think it's worth? In the end, that's what it boils down to. You know, if you do 36 shows and you only think they're worth a nickel each, it's $1.80 a month. That is not a lot of money. You know, you figure if you buy them for 99 cents on iTunes, you know, if you were to buy each one like a song or treat it as a song, you know, yeah, you could spend $35 a month. But even at $5, that's only 14 cents. So how much do you think each show is worth? Right now, I have the bare minimum set to 3 cents a show. So, yeah, take a look, otrwesterns.com/donate. Anybody who donates will also get the membership fee, and I'll set them all up personally and stuff. Plus, you know, at different milestones, I'm going to give you guys special episodes. So you actually might start getting the shadow if you're donating, you know, so much per month. I haven't decided that yet, but I want you guys to take a look. Send me feedback, otrwesterns.com, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Let me know what you guys think. I'm sorry for the long intro of this week's show, but I do want you guys to give me your feedback. I don't get a lot of feedback from people. I get a lot of likes on Facebook, but it's not growing the community. And I don't know, you know, I've been doing it for 4 years, and we're just not growing. We're kind of just holding steady. It may be because, you know, it's the Lone Ranger and it's, you know, other shows like that, that, you know, people aren't into Westerns like they used to be, and kind of disheartening. So, you know, I don't want to just drop them and switch to something that's going to get more people. I love the Westerns, and, you know, I look forward to listening to them every week. So let's get into today's episode. Again, sorry for this long intro. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be Gunsmoke. Original air date is January 15th, 1956, and the title is How to Cure a Friend. Now, January 15th, like I've said, I'm going to start looking at, hey, what came out? Believe it or not, the day before, so it'd be yesterday, which is January 14th, 1956, Little Richard released Tutti Frutti. So you know what I'm going to do? Let's play that and get right into today's episode.
Knows how to love me, yes indeed. Bye. Why you don't know what you do to me, Tootie Fruity? Oh, Rudy. Tootie Fruity. Oh, Rudy. Tootie Fruity. Oh, Rudy. Tootie Fruity. Oh, Rudy. Tootie Fruity. Oh, Rudy. Oh, wah, bah, bloom, bah, blah, bam, boom.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gun Smoke. Starring William Conrad, the transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with
it. I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Mr. Dillon, ain't old Teeter's ever gonna finish cutting that man's hair.
Oh, are you in a hurry, Chester?
Well, no, sir, I ain't, but I don't take to setting around the tonsorial the entire day.
Uh-huh. Here you are.
Looks like he's through now.
Well, it's about time.
That'll be 25 cents, mister.
Oh. Thank you.
Chester, why don't you go first?
Oh, no, sir, I don't mind waiting. You go first.
Yeah, that'd be like eating pork chops in front of a starving man.
Well, if you insist. I guess I'm going to be next, Mr. Teeters. I'll be glad to get you out of here, Chester. You're fidgeting around over there, and they made me put a brand on that man.
It's just because I'm hungry, Mr. Teeters. I ain't at my dinner yet. Well, next time, eat before you come in for your haircut.
I sure will, and bring a lunch, too.
Set still. Marshal?
What, Teeters?
Heard something yesterday might interest you.
No.
Couple of strangers was in here.
Ow.
Heard them say they was taking the Santa Fe to Wichita last night.
That's pretty interesting.
I ain't through yet. They come from Texas, Marshal. San Antone. What they said was there's a gambler down there who's coming to Dodge. Said he'd be here on the stage tomorrow.
Teeters, if you cut hair the way you tell a story, you'd go broke.
Put your head down, Chester.
What, my?
This particular gambler, Marshal. Well, they said he's real clever. And also the biggest crook they ever knew.
Oh, is that so?
They said he could outsmart anybody.
Well, did they say his name, Mr. Teeter?
Yes, they did. Remembered it. It's Search. Nick Search.
Nick Search. You sure, Teeters?
That's what they said, Marshal.
Well, maybe they were just talking.
Now, how do you mean?
Well, any man's got enemies, especially a gambler.
You sound like you don't believe him, Mr. John.
Well, I don't want to, Chester.
You don't? Why?
Nick Search isn't only a gambler. He's also about as handy with a gun as anybody I ever knew.
Now, Marshal, you don't mean you're afraid of him.
We were friends once, Teeters. Real good friends.
Stage ought to be here any minute, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah.
How long has it been since you saw this Nick Search, anyway?
Oh, 10-12 years.
Was in Texas you knew him?
Well, there and other places, yeah. Like I said, he was a good friend, Chester.
Yonder it comes. My, you make it sound like he must have saved your life or something.
That was just the opposite, as a matter of fact.
What?
I saved his.
You did?
Yeah, a man tried to shoot him in the back, and I put a stop to it.
Well.
Oh, there he is. Hey, Nick! Nick Search! Hey!
He sees you.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt! Matt Dillon!
Nick, how are you?
Well, I heard down the trail you was Marshal here.
And I heard you were on your way.
Did? Who told you?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Nick, I want you to meet Chester Proudfoot.
Where? Chester?
Well, I'm glad to know you.
Oh, Matt, if this don't beat all.
Yeah. You planning to stay a while?
You know a fella here named Sam Noonan?
Well, sure, he runs a Long Branch.
That's it. Tell you what, Matt. You wait here till I dump my war sack in that hotel over there, and then we'll go see him. Gambler can't work without a place to gamble. I'll be back directly.
Okay, Nick.
Well, I declare he seems like a nice fellow, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah.
You don't believe what them men told Mr. Teeters, do you? About him being a crook?
Chester, when he comes back, I'm going to have to ask him about it.
Oh, that's the Long Branch, man.
Yeah, that's it. Nick.
What's the matter?
I want to ask you something.
Well, go ahead.
The men who said you were on your way to Dodge, they said something else about you.
What was that?
Well, they said you were a crooked gambler.
Did you believe them?
I'd rather believe you, Nick.
Eh? You saved my life once, Matt. If you catch me cheating at cards, you can try to take it back again.
That's not a very clear answer, Nick.
I'm no crook, Matt. I'm too smart for that. Yeah, let me go and talk to this Sam Noonan, and then we'll have a drink.
Okay.
Nice place.
Oh, that's Sam behind the bar there. I'll introduce you.
No, Matt, no. Never mix friends with business.
Well, then I'll wait for you. I'll be with that girl in the corner over there, see?
Oh, eh? I won't be long, Matt.
Okay. Hello, Kitty.
Hello, Matt. Where's your friend?
His name's Nick Search, Kitty.
So that's Nick Search.
Oh, you've heard of him, huh?
A couple of Texans were talking about him the other day.
Who were those men, Kitty?
They never said their names, Matt. But they were sure talking about Nick Search.
Nick's an old friend of mine.
He is.
And I think those men were lying.
Well, I hope so, for your sake.
Oh, why for my sake?
He's an old friend of yours.
That's not what you meant, Kitty.
No. They also said he's pretty fast with a gun.
Yeah, he is. And so, if I back him up here, then it's going to look like I'm doing it because I'm afraid of him, huh?
Not to me. You know that.
Yeah. But to most everybody else.
I don't know, Matt. Here he comes. Sam's bringing him over.
Hello, Marshal.
Hello, Sam.
Marshal, I seen you come in with Search here, so I figured you must know him.
Well, won't he admit it?
I don't like mixing friends with business.
You don't have no choice this time, Search. Not if you want to deal in Long Branch.
What is it, Sam? Those two Texans and their stories?
Well, I heard them. We all heard them.
Probably a couple of saddle bums lost their pay in an honest game, and now they blame the dealer for it. It happens every day.
I know that, but they said other things about you.
Like what?
The way you can handle a gun. Marshal, are you a good friend of this man?
You want me to say it's okay for him to deal here?
Now, wait a minute. If Matt's got to get involved, I can go someplace else.
No, it's all right, Nick. I don't mind.
Well, what do you say, Marshal?
Yeah, Sam, I'll vouch for him.
I run clean games here.
And I run a clean town here.
All right. I'll take the marshal's word, Search. You can open your game tonight.
Oh, good. Come on, Matt. Let me buy you that drink.
Okay, Nick. I'll see you later, Kitty.
Yeah. What's the matter, Sam?
Oh, it's nothing, Kitty. Why, it's just a hate to think Marshal Dillon's standing up for that fella for the wrong reason.
Started with Sam Noonan. Before long, everybody got to thinking I was backing up Nick Search because I was afraid of him. I talked to Nick about it, but he laughed and said there were as many fools in Dodge as any place we'd ever been. Now, maybe he was right. Anyway, after a month passed without any complaints about his dealing, I began to forget it. So one afternoon when Chester and I were taking our ease on the porch in front of my office...
Mr. Dillon, did you ever know any Irishmen?
Well, of course I have, Chester.
I mean, do you know much about them?
Well, I have a feeling anything I don't know, you're about to tell me.
Oh, no, sir, it's not me. It's a fella I used to live with. He was born on a place called Dingle Bay. That's in Ireland.
And what did he tell you?
Well, sir, he told me never shoot an Irishman.
What?
Yes, sir. Because he said, if you can lick one of them, then he'll be your friend for life. But he warned me about that, too. He said, be careful, never punch one of them in the face. Just give them a good whack in the belly, and then a little child could whip him.
That's a good thing to know, Chester. I'll remember that.
Yes, sir. I've always remembered it. I've made lots of friends that way.
Irishmen?
Yes, sir. All Irishmen.
All of them?
All of them Irishmen. They're mighty fine people, Mr. Dillon.
Yes, they are, Chester.
I sure do like them. Hey, ain't that old Enoch Mills?
No, where?
Yonder, coming down the street there.
Yeah. Looks mighty serious about something, too.
Well, if I was the richest cattle buyer in Dodge, I'd look serious, too. Just thinking about all the money he's got sobers me.
Oh, hello, Marshal. Chester?
I do, Mr. Mills.
Sit down, Enoch.
No, some other time, Marshal. I gotta get back. I gotta clean this fella out.
What?
That gambler, Nick Search.
You in a game with Nick Search?
Yeah, I've been going on for 12 hours. I got him going, Marshal. I've been winning steady. Now I'm about ready to double on everything I've won and really take him.
I see. How much money does it amount to, Enoch?
Well, it's what I just got from the bank to throw in. It'll be some $5,000.
Yeah. What's the game?
Poker. Head and head. Just him and me. And the only time he wins is when I deal. Well, I don't do any betting till he gets the deck. Now I'm really going to give it to him. I'll break him good. I got to get back now. Easiest money I ever made.
Well, I guess Nick ain't so much of a gambler after all, is he, Mr. Dillon?
Nick knows what he's doing, Chester. I'm going to follow him down. I want to watch this. Nick.
Hello, Matt.
Well, you're just in time, Marshal. Game's just about to get started again.
That's fine, Enoch. You mind if I watch?
No, of course not. Here, your deal, Nick. There's a deck. Well, pick it up and deal. What are you waiting for, Nick?
Makes me nervous to have people watching, ain't it? I told you that.
Oh, Marshall ain't people. Go on, deal.
I'll join you later for a drink, Matt. You mean I'll spoil the game if I watch? Maybe that's what I mean.
Let him have his way, Marshal. Don't bother him if it makes him nervous.
I'm sorry, Enoch. I'm staying. Oh, you're not, Matt. So you lied to me, Nick. And now I'm warning you. You're through here, Nick. Am I? No, don't do it!
Hold my hand! Look at my hand!
You busted his hand, Marshal.
He'd have killed me if I hadn't.
I'll kill you yet.
Yeah, sure. But first you better let Doc fix that hand. Come on, I'll take you up to him.
Here you are. That's the best I can do for you.
Here, Nick. Have another drink. I could drink that whole bottle, not feel an ounce of it.
That hand'll hurt worse tomorrow.
Tell me, Doc.
Your hand's pretty badly smashed, Nick. It's going to be stiff.
I won't be able to deal cards very well, will I?
You won't even be able to hold a deck.
Well, Matt, I guess that does it. No more taking my time setting up suckers like Enoch Mills for one big stake and leaving town fast after it's done. I guess that's all over. Yeah, I guess it is, Nick. My gun hand, too. Mm-hmm. Funny thing, Matt. Now that it's all over, I feel... you're kind of relieved. Like I got nothing to worry about no more. You said you were going to kill me, Nick. Doesn't that worry you? You saved my life once, Matt. Saved it again tonight. I'd be pretty ungrateful to hold that against you, wouldn't I? Yeah, I guess. There's one thing I do hold against you. What? Or maybe I'll get used to it again. Looks like I'm going to have to go back to being honest. Doc.
Yes, ma'am?
Why don't you and I sit down and help Nick finish that bottle?
Well, by golly. Oh, say, that's it, Matt. I knew there was something more that we could do for him.
In a moment, our star, William Conrad.
You know, frontier cattlemen often fought and died over grazing land or because of water rights with sheepmen. But next week, a feud flares up because of two people in love. But that was the West. Good night.
Gunsmoke. Produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Our story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Tom Hanley and Bill James. Featured in the cast were Lawrence Dobkin, Harry Bartell, John Daner, and Ralph Moody. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNair is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. We'll be right back. sure and listen to another transcribed story of the Old West on Gunsmoke next week at this same time.
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening, and have a great day.